Hello, I'm Timothy Beckworth. Welcome to Annenberg Radio's first ever South LA podcast. This week I want to talk about LA Gang Tours. That's the controversial news service that takes tourists around South Los Angeles to see areas associated with gangbanging. Tourists get to take their pictures with real-life former gang members that run the service. They also have to sign a release form in case they get attacked while driving through gang neighborhoods. The first tours have sold out completely, but the idea isn't so popular in South LA. It's a neighborhood that's been trying to change its image as the gang capital of America. I spoke with a man that started LA Gang Tours. His name's Alfred Lomas. He's a former gang member who's now involved with gang intervention work. He also helps run food ministries at the Dream Center, which distributes food to poor residents of South Los Angeles. Now he charges tourists $60 to go on a ride through the hood and learn about the history of gang violence firsthand. He says any money he makes from the bus tours will be put back into the community. He wants to provide jobs for former gang members and help jumpstart economic development. So I got Mr. Lomas on the phone to find out more about his plans. I wanted to, if I could, ask you about LA Gang Tours. I was wondering where the genesis of that idea came from. How long have you been working on that project?
Well, it's really been about 4 years in the way of... Yeah, it's really built upon different levels. For example, it's built upon the humanitarian aid part, going into these communities and serving them, and then seeing the need from a socioeconomic standpoint, and then building upon that. So it's really meeting the needs of the community as we kind of move forward, if you will.
What do you mean by meeting the needs of the community? How do you hope the LA Gang Tours will help?
Well, that's a great question. Well, having been raised in poverty and living in poverty and now going back into the communities and serving these areas of poverty, I begin to see things in an entirely different light. And what I mean by that is that there's a vicious cycle of poverty that's prevalent to these areas. And really, by developing jobs and creating opportunities in these areas that would break that cycle is really where I'm at now. And LA Gang Tours becomes a catalyst for that. It's provided, and really, there's a hierarchy of needs, if you will. Our first and immediate need is always public safety. And what this organization allows us to do is bridge rival Crip, Blood, and Hispanic gangs together in pursuit of helping our kids. And part of that is the socioeconomic part that allows us to create sustainable change by generating revenue, not by having our hand out and just asking for people to give us money, but generating an income for these communities.
Do you know how much money you made off the first gang tour?
Yeah, we as far as the profit margin goes, The gang tours coming out to shoot is would be a disaster. And what I mean by that is that we have an overabundance of employees. And what that means is that it's important for us to create the jobs for these individuals that are there. So we're not we haven't made a profit. It actually goes back into the people that are helping us pursue peace, which is gang interventionists and rival reformed, I should say, gang members coming together and interfacing with much of the people that are on the bus. So at this point, we haven't made a profit, but that's intentional because we're helping individuals bounce back from the gang lifestyle and work with us.
Okay, I thought I had read on your website that you hope to help fund some community initiatives through any money that you do make off this. Do you know of any programs that you're trying to help in particular, or is it your own ministries?
Yeah, well, we have there's really an immediate need, an intermediate need, and then we have a long-term strategy. The immediate need, of course, is we have to look at this endeavor as any endeavor, whether it's a church or just a regular nonprofit, is you have to make a certain amount of profits in order to pay the light bill and pay your employees. So our goal is to continue this and make it an effective operation, if you will, which is the tours. The second and intermediate goal is to open up museums and also art galleries that would allow us to bring people from around the world and buy merchandising, if you will, which would increase our capacity to create jobs by probably fourfold. And our last and final one was a long-term strategy, and that would be to help existing or starting out entrepreneurial.
What do you mean by merchandising? Like to sell things like along the tour? I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that.
Well, they come in a number of ways. The Dodgers sells Dodgers shirts. Well, our merchandise is essentially the same thing. If you buy a T-shirt, you're saving a life. You're creating a job for someone in this community.
So you hope to actually increase the tours and have merchandising of the tours for sale afterwards?
Well, this is absolutely, again, it's a business unlike any. I mean, again, churches are a business, if you will. You got to make a profit in some way or another to pay the light bill. Essentially, it's the same thing here. We're no different than anyone else. So our goal is to create sustainable change, and part of that is generating revenue.
I had a few questions about the tour itself. I know some people have said that it amounts to, I think the word was ghetto-tainment, and that it's sort of, it could be seen as exploitive. What would you say to the people that say, that this is just reinforcing a negative image of South Central?
I would say that I would be, if I was in their position, I would be somewhat concerned to those issues too. Absolutely. Anything to do with the gangs, the glamorization, is something that we definitely want to undertake with care and sensitivity. I'll have you know that much of my efforts and work have been in the way of de-glamorizing gangs and saving lives. So I have a track record for 4 years that states that, and it's that's really the heart of this organization, is to prevent future gang issues, really globally, if you will, because a lot of communities are experiencing what LA is experiencing. So, I can understand their concern, definitely. If I didn't have all the information, it was one small snippet, I myself would be somewhat concerned. But the people that have been on the tours, we've had three tours, all of the results, everything that people are saying has been phenomenal. They're all positive. So really the proof is in coming out and experiencing what we have to offer.
Have you talked to anyone in the neighborhood about how they feel about the tour, maybe the streets that the bus passes along?
Yeah, I'm actually from that community, and I'm continuously in there. Part of the humanitarian effort that I'm involved with, I may have mentioned earlier, that's the exact same place that I go to. I'm able to go into these communities with the black, with the brown, on a ground level. So most of my efforts aren't top-heavy or bureaucratic. They're generally right on the street level, in the community. I'm in the housing projects. And it's really that's really where I need to be at. That's where the favor is at.
What are the people in the community saying about this?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have their support. I have a number of people involved with the clergy that are, and yeah, there's a number of churches that support this.
You wouldn't know on top of the head which churches those are in particular.
Probably not. Yeah, I have businesses, also businesses that are involved in what we're doing. So. Just to give you an idea, we've ran a number of tours already with we haven't had any problems at all. We've been a great, great, a lot of information is out there, and people know exactly what we're doing. People feel it's ghetto-tainment. Well, we don't feel that it's exploitation. In fact, we know that it's education, and part of, I think, a good example of that is when individuals go to the museums, whether it's the Museum of Tolerance, and they are using that as an opportunity to discuss some of the issues that were prevalent in World War II with the Holocaust. Some of that information can be shocking and exploitive to some individuals. However, if it's done with sensitivity and a long-term goal of helping our communities, this is essentially what we're doing. There's 10,000 people have been killed in gang violence. I think that should be an uproar. We should be very concerned about that. So our goal is violence interruption, saving lives, and moving forward. So it's educational, and we're excited.
Okay, do you know when the next tour is planned? Are you planning any more soon?
Yes, sir. The next tour is February 20th. You're more than welcome to come out. And, yes.
Is that the only one planned for right now?
Well, initially we're starting out once a month, but eventually I think the next couple of tours after the February 20th, we may be going bi-monthly. There's a tremendous demand for this tour.
How much are you selling tickets for the next tour?
The standard price is $65.
Did you say 65?
Yes, sir, that's correct. We felt a great value.
All right, well, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
After I spoke with Lomas, I decided to talk to some other gang intervention workers to see how they feel about the gang tours. I went to Homeboys Industries, an organization that tries to get people out of the gang lifestyle. I met two former gang members there who'd heard about the tour. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell me what you do now?
Steve Egler. I work at Homeboy Industries, and I do a little mentoring at schools. I do a little janitorial, and I do a little security here.
My name is Alex Carpio. I'm a motivational speaker at Homeboys Industry and a mentor.
as a gang intervention worker or someone who works with Homeboy Industries, you know, what's your reaction to someone who's doing something like this that seems to be, using the popular image of gangbanging to his own ends?
I kind of see it as, for him, as a way to try to come up on money, because it's not like he's really caring. He sees people as dollar signs, and he's using the neighborhoods for his benefit. The way I see this individual is he's putting them on a spot where, you know what, I don't care. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, but I'm going to get my money. And anybody can do that. What we're doing, we're trying to prevent gang violence here. And we're not looking at the money, the dollars. What we're doing is we're looking at the lives.
Do you think this is a good way to go about raising money for the community?
He probably has his own agenda. He has his own ideas. I can't speak for him. A lot of people are not going to like it, you know. And if you're going to deal with it, like I said, there's ways to deal with it. And especially ex-gang members, they should know better how to deal with it. You know, it's not an easy way to, there's no easy way to deal with it, but there is a way. People are going to look at it for what it is. And what it is he's charging $60. He might say he's going to put it back into the community. He might say this and he might say that. And he might just do that, but still he's profiting. If you're going to help out the community, it's not always money, putting money into it. It's putting your life into it, showing them that, you know what, I'm changed. Look at me. You remember me. I'm changed. I'm a changed individual. And that's the best thing you could do. Money cannot buy that. And when you go out there and you show them, hey, look, I'm a different person, then you're helping out the community. You don't have to put money into the community. You got to show them that you care. You got to handle it with love, not with money. Money doesn't buy everything.
Alex, how did you react when you first heard about this?
Well, my co-worker Steve had told me, came up to me right here, matter of fact, in this room, and told me about what's going on, what they're showing in TV. I just got my life together. I've been an active gang member for 21 years. Out of 21 years, I lost my vision, completely blind, and still gangbanging and selling drugs for 13 years. To be honest with you, when my co-worker Steve came up to me and told me about this, it gave me a rush, like, this guy got to be dumb to do something like that. Because not only risking his life, he's risking a bunch of people in that bus. But at the same time, all those people signed these papers, right, all these forms, saying that, you know, if they get shot, it's not nothing for him. I mean, nothing would, they can't sue him or nothing, right?
Yeah, I don't know how much danger they're seriously in. I don't think he's taking them into the worst neighborhoods. He claims that the gangs, you know, gave him a ceasefire so they wouldn't attack the bus or anything like that. But I don't know how much danger they're actually in.
If he remembers, wow, if he was really an actual gang member, then he would remember where he was at. And how would you feel if somebody went to your neighbor and said, hey, look at this, where they hang out. How would you feel? I think he should change his ways. And I don't believe that what he said is true in regards to about gangs, members, ceasefire, letting him go through their neighborhood. Or are these really gangs that he's talking about? Because the gangs that I know, they would never allow that.
If I was still acting, I would see this bus going towards my area. I mean, we used to have undercover cops being bikes. And we used to shoot at them, knowing that they were cops. Now imagine this guy going with a bunch of people towards my area. Let's say my area. I wouldn't accept that. To be honest with you, if he wants to make money, do it right. I wish this guy could come over here to Homeboy Industry and get advice. Because trust me, he's going to get himself in a wreck.
Just by the information that I got, that what he's doing, he should do it in a different way. And if he gets the money that he says he's going to get and put it back into the community, I mean, I see the money doing good if it's going to help out the community, but the way he's doing it is wrong. And don't take people on tours through neighborhood. And it's like he's almost you're in the zoo or something.
Yeah, it seems like he's reinforcing this negative image that South Central's had for decades.
Yeah, to me personally, that's a negative way. Yeah. It's negative to me, Pop. Seriously, it's very negative. And I'd like to ask him, how are you trying to use this money to help the community?
The big thing he said was providing jobs for people. He wants to just raise money for the ex-gang members he works with. But it seems like a strange way to go about doing it, especially when, you know, South Central's trying so hard to reinvent itself and, you know, change its stereotype and change its popular image. And, you know, you bring people, you know, bust people up from Hollywood and say, you know, hey, look where the gangbangers live.
I really don't know the guy. He might have something else to say in regards to why he's doing it, and it might make a lot of sense. But from what I'm hearing and the feedback that I'm getting, I see it wrong. But if he has something else to say, and if he does hear me, then he's more than welcome to come here to Homeboy Industry and explain.
Like my coworker here, Steve, said, if there's things that it wasn't said in the media, please come over here and let us know. You know, to understand exactly what he's trying to do. I really would love to know.
All right. Well, thank you a lot. It was really nice meeting both of you.
That's it for this week. I'm Timothy Beckworth. This podcast was produced by Annenberg Radio News. Thanks for listening.